In this lesson, we'll be looking at where to sell your Chrome extension business. So at a high level, you can try and sell it yourself and reach out to people inside your niche that might be interested in acquiring your Chrome extension. But I'd only recommend doing that if you're experienced in selling businesses and business assets, because it's obviously a lot of money. And if you get it wrong, you can end up out of pocket or worse still in legal litigation. So I would generally recommend that you use an online business broker or marketplace to advertise your business for sale and to help manage that buyer-seller negotiation all the way through from negotiation to completion and handover. So you want to work with a professional online business broker to make sure you get a fair valuation. After all, you spent years building up this cash flowing Chrome extension, and you don't want to settle for less by either trying to sell it yourself or get less than it's worth by choosing a cheap broker that maybe ends up getting you a low valuation compared to a more expensive one. And I think the risk of being scammed is just too high to try and sell it yourself to save some money. There's lots of scammers out there preying on new sellers, so please don't be someone who falls prey to their scams. So where would I recommend selling then? Well, when I sold my Chrome extensions, there wasn't any dedicated websites comparing and contrasting the different online brokers. So after I'd exited and got my money, I spent a little while building out a website which provides a place where you can compare brokers side by side, and it's even got a wizard feature to estimate what your business is worth and the approximate fees for each of the recommended brokers. So I'll just show you what that looks like. It's businessbroker.reviews. I built it in a no-code platform called bubble.io. And as you can see, we've got reviews for different brokers down here, and then the ability to be able to compare business brokers as well. And finally, we've got some guides on selling specific business models, so Amazon-based businesses, SaaS businesses, etc. So you can come on here and have a look at the different broker reviews that are on there. So if we take Empire Flippers, for example, we've got a lengthy review in here with the vital statistics of each broker, the benefits, drawbacks, videos from YouTube with the reviews of that broker, and then a bit on the valuation process, the due diligence, and then what it looks like when you go to market, etc. So check out the individual broker reviews, or you can also do a side-by-side comparison to say Empire Flippers versus Flipper, and then you can see that same information but side-by-side if you're trying to decide between the two of them, and you can see which has got more experience, how many buyers and sellers are on the platform, and what the commissions might look like on sales at different levels. Then we've got the broker wizard as well, where you put in your annual profits. So let's say you're making $10,000 a month, so you put in $120,000, and then this multiplier is an annual-based multiplier. So this will give you an approximate valuation, and then you just want to tick SaaS if you're selling a Chrome extension, and it will filter the recommended brokers for ones that support the appropriate business model. And then you can see what the approximate commissions and fees would be on each of them, and go ahead and read the review. So yeah, when you click on one of these buttons, it does use my referral link. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it does mean that I get a bit of a kickback from the broker. So that's Business Broker Reviews. You might want to check that out. And if you're not sure where to sell, then feel free to reach out to me personally for assistance and guidance, so I can help you choose the right broker for you. And then I will happily help guide you through the whole process. As long as you use my referral link, then it'll make it worth my while. But yeah, I'm happy to help you. Obviously, it'll be a little while away if you're just doing the course now. But just bear it in mind in the future, if you're thinking about selling and exiting, then I'd be happy to help you out with that. Okay, so that's it for this lesson. In the next one, we'll be looking at how to value your Chrome extension business. So I'll see you in the next lesson.